Time now to have a chat to Joe O'Neill, who has been having an absolute purple patch with Prime Syndications. It seems every time you turn on the races, the famous blue colours with the red cap are hitting the line first. And Joe is currently outside of Victoria because he's working hard to find the next superstar. Where do we find you, Joe?
I'm in Coogee, mate. I came up last week. I have to be in New South Wales for 14 days before I can go into Queensland for the national sale, which starts on the 23rd of July. So it's been an interesting few months, hasn't it, Michael?
Oh, it certainly has. And for a horse syndicator like yourself, how has it impacted your business, especially, as you say, trying to look at the yearlings and the weanlings and those of the future?
It's made it difficult. I mean, we've from our racing team perspective. We haven't been able to go to the stable since the beginning of July, beginning of March. And, of course, travelling to look at weanings. I mean, I'm here now. I can't go out to the sale at Inglis as it's on because I've come out of Victoria and they put restrictions on that sale. So Victorians can't attend the sale. And that's a bit annoying because I like to look at the horses. Obviously, you know, you get a feel for them and buy them, and the weanling sale's on out here tomorrow, and it's quite a big sale. There's about 330 odd lots going through, but I've got Bill Mitchell from Mitchell Bloodstock out there having a look at a few for me, and we'll see what we do there. But I'm more likely to go to the Gold Coast, and I bought three weaners there 2 years ago, mate. They're now 2 year olds. All three of them have won with Patrick in the last few weeks, so that's been exciting. And but it hasn't been easy. I mean, you know, we're not getting to see our clients for obvious reasons. And of course, it's just I think people have got to, you've got to be motivated to keep going. And the motivation's the hardest thing. And I'm going to be away from home for this time for nearly over 3 weeks. By the time I'm up here for 2 weeks before I can go into Queensland and then do the inspections for the sales and then head back home. So it hasn't been easy. And I think that everyone in the industry, I think, to be commended the way that they've all stuck together and helped each other and actually kept the industry going. Because if we weren't racing, mate, we would have been in a terrible situation.
Oh, there's no doubt about that. And just on your recent strike rate, we'll talk about the stars that'll be coming back for spring in a moment. But you mentioned those weanlings that you purchased that have all won in recent times. Your connection and your partnership with Patrick Payne, how much has he meant to you and what he's been able to do with your horses as well?
Look, he's a fantastic trainer. And I gave Patrick a couple of trial horses 10 years ago just to see how he'd handle them, and he did a good job. And then we were in Adelaide a few years ago, and I said to him, I said, yeah, do you train 2 year olds? He said, oh, I just don't get into training. So I said, I'll go and buy you a nice 2 year old. So I bought him a horse called Hussein Eagle, which went on to win $1 million. And then the next year, I bought him another one. I only won that year, then won the next year, and it won the Adelaide Magic Millions. And then I bought him three the next year, and that included Invincible Owl, who's a very good horse. And our partnership's gone on from there. But I bought him three weanlings at the sale 2 years ago up here. And as I said, all three of them have raced, and they're all winners. And we've had 6 2-year-olds race this season with Patrick for 5 individual winners, including Mr. Cashman, who's a very smart horse. And it's been a great relationship. I enjoy working with Patrick. He's a perfectionist. His attention to detail is second to nobody. And he understands the horses that he's training, and he understands the level they're at. And they do a great job up there at Plumpton. I mean, he's got some excellent people working with him, and he's put together a great team. It's amazing how he's developed over the last few years from when I first went to him to where he is today. And, you know, I don't know if there's a better trainer in Australia. I remember last year he won a Magic Millions for me, then a week or so later he won a Big Jumps race. He won a good race with one of my mares. No, he's a superb trainer.
There's no doubt about that. And he has your superstar, Rubisaki, who... People are talking about Rubisaki and Everest dispatches. Have you had any conversations?
Yes, I have. There's been a couple of discussions with a couple of different people. I'm not really at liberty to say who they are, but they're going to see how she returns to racing. She's not a Group 1 winner, but they'll see how she comes back when she races in the Cockrum Stakes on the 29th of August at Caulfield. I think that, you know, from all reports, what Patrick's been telling me, he's had her at work now for a month today, that she put a lot of weight on when she was spelling, and she's come back and she's in great order, and she's got a magnificent attitude, actually, to her work. She wants to be there, and Patrick's very excited about her. So, look out, the Golden Eagle's the main race that we're looking at, which is the 1,500-metre three-year-old race. I think that's on Cox Plate Day in Sydney. It's a $7.5 million race. But, you know, if she was to go to the Everest. And then this would be a good year to go there for us, because there's been so many good sprinters that have been retired, and also some of these good three-year-olds have gone overseas. So that we've got a changing of the guard with our sprinting ranks here in Australia. And, you know, she's unbeaten as a three-year-old. She's a very exciting horse. I mean, it's interesting. I found her, I went back and I was just looking before, and I bought her half-sister as a weaner out of a paddock at Patanac Farm and syndicated her, and that's how I found the family. And then I went on Woodsies that won the Adelaide Magic Millions, and now I've got Rubisaki, and I've got Rubisaki's brother, and we've got a foal out of the first mare we bought. So we've got the whole family, pretty much. There's not much of that family in Australia.
And in regards to the Everest, without giving any names away, do you think a deal will get done?
Oh, I think if she came back and won the Cockrum Stakes, I think it would be... Yeah, I think she'd be a very, very good chance to be offered a spot. Yeah, I do. I think, you know, she's captured the imagination of the public. It's amazing. I was up here yesterday. I ran into a mate of mine down here at Coogee, and I was having a chat to him, and another fellow came up, and this mate of mine said, "Oh, this is Joe. He syndicated Rubisaki." And the guy said, "Oh, my God, Rubisaki." And she's got a big following. Everyone knows who she is. And, you know, I think... she's just a very talented horse, and she's got, you know, a lot going for her. So I think she's, you know, she's won 8 out of 10 starts and won good races, won a $1 million race up in Sydney. She's got all the credentials to get a run.
You've got another very good filly as well, Fatouse. What's her spring goal?
Yeah, she's back in work with John Thompson. She came back into work a week ago. We only gave her a month off. We had 2 weeks in the paddock, and then put 2 weeks on the treadmill and in the paddock of a day and at night. She put on 50 kilos during the month off, and at least she might have been in isolation, but looking at some of my friends, have been in isolation. So, but she's come back in really good order. John's very, very pleased with her. She'll be ready to race about the middle of August, and then we'll just sit down and look and see what races are available to her. She's eligible for the $1 million mares race at the Gold Coast in January at the Magic Millions, and that'll be a nice target for her, but... Before that, you know, we don't like to race our mares when they turn 4 too much before Christmas. It's a difficult time for mares, particularly. They go from 3 to 4, and they've got to take on the older horses, whether they're the mares or the geldings. And after Christmas, they really start to come into their own. So a horse like Rubisaki, you know, if you're thinking of Coolmore Classic races like that in the up here in Sydney in the autumn next year. But, you know, she's certainly got an exciting program ahead of her, as has for two. So, I mean, those two fillies, I mean, you know, they had 13 starts between them, and they won 11 of them.
Well, you got a very exciting couple of months coming up. Now, can you leave the RSN listeners with a winner? Because I know you've got some runners over the next few days all over the place.
Yeah, no, we're everywhere, aren't we, really? Unfortunately, normally I go to the Grafton Carnival. I love it. I've won a Grafton Cup a few years ago, and we've always had a lot of success here and won the Grafton Guineas. I've got a lovely filly who's had two wins from 4 starts up there running tomorrow in the first race called Elizabeth. She's a really nice horse. And today I've got a first starter. I'm really quite keen on Super One as a stallion. I bought 4 of them, which is, when you look, I only buy 15 yearlings a year. So when you buy 4 by a first season sire, you know, it's really sort of putting your eggs in one basket a little bit, but we've had one of them win the other day, a filly called Mr. Vine M, and I've had one run third in Sydney at Randwick, a filly called Embella. But today I've got one called Super L, who's running debuting at Newcastle with Chris Lees in race 2, and I think she'll run really well. It's been amazing. Patrick, going back to Patrick, we've had 6 2-year-olds that I syndicated with him race this season, and 5 of them are now winners.
It's a remarkable record, hopefully it'll continue over the next couple of days. Joe, we'll keep in contact now that you're locked out of Victoria. Hopefully you can buy some nice horses. We'll see you back here soon.
Well, I look forward to getting back and seeing you down there when you're walking, you're taking your daughters for a walk around Beau Morris. It's a funny world we're living in at the moment, mate. I mean, I've got the Hawthorn Hawks are in the same hotel as me, and they're all wandering around in their hoodies because no one knows who they are. And then we've got the Chinese basketball team here, which is quite bizarre. I mean, I don't know what they're doing here, but I've got to tell you, mate, it's land of the giants in this hotel at the moment. I'm actually one of the shortest people in the pub, so...
Enjoy it. Enjoy that freedom. Joe, good to chat, mate.
Thanks.
We'll speak soon.
Thanks very much. All the best, Michael.